Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming, or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you are an author listening to today's interview and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all the details, or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. And now, I have a special guest who has combined her experience as an elementary and junior high teacher, as well as a certified kid and adult yoga instructor, to help introduce children to the lifelong benefits of yoga. She is Sarah J. Weiss. Sarah is a creative and passionate teacher that has inspired children for over 17 years. And she holds a master's degree in education as well as a bachelor degree in early childhood and elementary education. She has invested countless hours creating and leading yoga games, lessons, and movement ideas with thousands of kids. She knows which techniques work and, just as important, which don't work. Sarah feels strongly about having all of the ideas, strategies, and lessons in one place so that anyone who works with kids will be able to introduce yoga with confidence and success. Sarah leads kids' yoga classes for a nationally known health and fitness club. She lives in West Des Moines, Iowa, with her three yogi children and her husband. And she is the best-selling author of Go, Go, Yoga Kids, Empower Kids for Life Through Yoga. And you can find more at gogoyogakids.com. And I am quite excited to learn more about anything that will empower children. So welcome to the network, Sarah.
Oh, well, thank you, Pat. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, now, before we get into the whole concept of yoga for children, why don't you just give us a little background about you?
Yes, absolutely. Well, as you said, I am a teacher. I've been a teacher for 17 years, but I've, even as a young child, young girl, always loved being around kids. My mom used to babysit kids growing up, and I'd always organize all the babysitting kids into games and activities. And so just knew early on I wanted to do something with kids. So I got my master's degree in education, and after teaching kindergarten, elementary school for several years, I started to get interested in yoga myself. Mm-hmm. Up until that time, I hadn't really done much with yoga. I'm a big runner. I enjoyed running and triathlons and really doing that kind of workout. And slowly, it just really began to kind of create some injuries, all of the training. And so I turned to yoga to kind of just relax, build more flexibility, and then that slowly became my favorite workout of all. And I realized that you don't need to always push yourself so hard to the limit to develop such strength in your body. I mean, yoga can do all that. Mm-hmm. So after I began to get more knowledgeable about it myself, I wanted to learn more about how I could do that with kids. Mm-hmm. In my classroom at school. I knew that recess time is being decreased in schools and PE time, and I work with young kids, and, you know, we like to be busy, and we like to be moving, and slowly just started doing some active movement-type yoga things, just transitioning between things. And then I got trained, after doing that for a little while, got trained to become a kids yoga teacher. I got trained out of a place in Colorado, and since then, I knew this is what everything I loved. It was combining the kids and the yoga and the teaching and the health benefits. It was everything I loved all in one thing.
I love that. It all comes together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did. It felt right. Absolutely.
I could tell as you're speaking that you really are happy and passionate about it. And that's what life is all about. So what made you then decide to put all of this in a book specifically for children?
Yes, well, after I got my certification for teaching kids yoga, I began to look around places that I could teach it outside the school, and I talked to my local gym, and they agreed, this is several years ago before a lot of places were doing it, agreed to do some kids yoga classes, and I had three kids sign up, and they were 5 years old, and they were, all three of them were boys, and two of them didn't speak English.
Oh, my God. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I knew I had a challenge, but it was actually such a blessing, because right then and there, I realized you can't talk yoga. You can't teach it just by talking. You need to be active and moving. And from there, I just knew with these boys, that we need. I needed to use the boy interest. So we were superheroes with their yoga poses, and we did Super Mario and Lego yoga. And, you know, we were active, engaged, and we were silly, and we had fun, but we also came down and were calm and mindful and incorporated that too. But I just really had a strong desire to show that yoga doesn't need to be, you know, so quiet, meditative. A lot of people have that perception, and with kids, you know, you do have that, but you also have the active part. So I started, after developing some of my own games, I started looking online for other ways to teach yoga for kids, and I couldn't find anything. A lot of the books were focused maybe on poses, but they didn't really get kids moving and active, and didn't have the kind of creativity, like bringing in things that they were interested in, like superheroes. So right then and there, I started creating all my own kid yoga lesson plans to use with my students. And, you know, we were dinosaurs, took trips to space and the ocean and jungle. And one of my favorite parts of my book, Go Go Yoga Kids, is I took a lot of childhood favorite games like Duck Duck Goose, Red Light, Green Light, Mother May I, Musical Chairs, you know, is now Musical Mats. So I took those favorite childhood games and that kids know and made them into yoga poses, a way to practice the poses and learn the poses, but still have fun playing games together. Mm. So I had worked on my lesson plans and all of these games, and Go-Go Yoga Kids has, you know, hundreds of games like that that you can do with kids. And I started to get asked to lead things around the area with yoga birthday parties, which it really is a thing, and they're a lot of fun. Yoga birthday parties, and just different clubs and classes after school. So I developed my repertoire, and I thought I need to share this with others because there wasn't anything else out there like it. And so that was kind of my aha moment, was having that first class with those three boys that I thought was going to be so challenging, and it ended up just kind of, you know, developing into Go-Go Yoga Kids.
You know what, that was a blessing for you and a sign and everything else to have that challenge right out of the box where really it led you to be creative and figure out, okay, I've got this situation with boys who have a different, yeah, maybe different interest or energy level, and some that aren't speaking the language. How can I approach them and reach them? And I love that story, that it really, aww, really led you to where you are today. And you talked about yoga birthday parties. I have a degree in music education, and for my early part of my life after college, I did birthday parties for children, and it was music and movement, and they loved it.
Yes.
They really loved that. It's so different than a passive clown or something like that. I mean, they really enjoyed that. So
yes, they do. They respond so well to that. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, I think you mentioned something I thought was very interesting and important. You said that it's meant to be fun and silly at times. But, and I think you say this in the introduction of your book as well, that it's also meant to be engaging and imaginative. And I do like that your approach includes silly and fun, and that it's not necessarily meant, especially for this age, to be a serious meditative process.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you then pull from the silly and fun to more of that process? Or does that just happen organically?
Yep. That's a great question. So I kind of have figured out the flow of how a kids yoga class will work. And I have that in my book. It's, you know, we start off right off the bat, kind of getting them into the theme. You know, if it's dinosaurs, you know, oh, what's your favorite dinosaur? What do you like about dinosaurs? And then we do some active movement. So I have them moving right away. You know, we're stomping around like a T-Rex, or, you know, somehow moving our bodies. And so I get the active movement. I kind of like think about that, getting the wiggles out in a way. And then the next portion of my lesson plans that I use with kids are that I introduce the theme poses. So if we are, let's just stay with dinosaurs. So if we're a T-Rex, I'll teach them T-Rex pose. And it's also what adults would know as chair pose. And I wanted to make sure that adults, you know, were not feeling that they had to be experts in yoga to be able to teach this and work with kids in it. And so in my book, I have, you know, all the little pose illustrations, so they easily can, you know, refer back to it. And kids just love looking through it because the poses are right there. You don't have to think, oh, well, I don't really know what, you know, down dog looks like. I can't do that. I don't know. So it has, you know, the down dog, and then it has the little, you know, the child theme, and so adults will be able to do that too. But, and then after that, after we do that, we usually do a fun game. You know, it could be musical mats, which is with yoga mats and with music, and they move around. And when the music stops, they make their pose on their mat. They love that. I do a lot of partner poses with kids. I think that's fun. And those are also in the book with a lot of illustrations and group activities, a lot of team building in the, especially the teens that I work with. You know, it just builds such confidence, and they really like that, working together to accomplish a goal. Mm-hmm. So we'll make down dog tunnels, or we will do some type of tree balance poses as a group. And then I end my class then with the quiet time, bringing it back down a little bit. And I have lots of ideas for that in my book, just kind of the, you know, kind of the balloon breath, you know, deep breathing, you know, sharing your favorite pose or showing it off. And then we end the class with a shavasana, which is how all yoga classes end if you're an adult or a kid or anything. And that's just where you really are still and quiet and meditative. And I like to tell the kids, you know, be as quiet as a mouse, are as still as a statue, and give them something to kind of relate to that picture. And it's so funny. It's so funny, Pat, because that is actually their favorite part, is that lying still.
Interesting.
You know, they know they've worked their bodies so hard, and they've been so active and engaged, and then they just, I turn the lights down low, and I play some quiet music, and it's usually about 30 seconds to a minute, but they are absolutely still as can be. And then, when I bring it out of the shavasana slowly, a lot of times in the class they'll say that, I love that. That was my favorite part.
Just
playing there. But they need that time. Mm-hmm. You know, kids need that. They're busy and they need to have that quiet time.
You are so good at this.
I really do love it. I absolutely do.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
I can tell. Now, you say that Go-Go Yoga Kids is a complete and creative guide for introducing kids to yoga through movement, mindfulness, fun, and games. And by introducing yoga to kids, you can empower them with lifelong skills that will help them physically and mentally throughout life. And I'd love to talk about the word mindfulness. And we've kind of touched on that, as you were saying toward the end. They really enjoyed just that quiet moment. What does that mean, and how and why is yoga a good choice?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, too. Mindfulness is becoming, people are becoming more and more kind of aware and wanting that and craving it. I think that in our kind of social media and technology-driven world, I know myself as a parent with my kids, you know, I worry about them having too much screen time. I don't want them. I want them to be appreciative of what they have in life and be mindful and respectful and caring for others. You see so much ugly news in the world, and you want your kids to develop those qualities for sure. And so in Go-Go Yoga Kids, I have a section on, you know, easy ways to develop mindfulness that parents can do at home with their kids, little games you can do even at the dinner table, you know, just eating a bite of food so slowly and just really paying attention to how it tastes, and the how it feels in your mouth, and focusing on that. We are so busy, and I know as a parent too, I'm guilty of this. You know, we have our kids in a lot of things, and as a teacher, I see how kids are busy, and they're everywhere after school, and they're busy at school, and so being mindful is just being aware,
right,
being present, and being quiet. And it doesn't need to be, you know, for a half hour. You know, just a couple minutes. Stepping back a little bit, that's so powerful, and that's something even adults definitely, you know, it's great for us as well.
No, I agree, because I find this to be of extreme importance, especially as you mentioned, these days when children, and I'd say even infants, are taught to self-soothe with an iPad or a cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's being mindful anymore. And you talked about the dinner table, everybody's, you know, looking at their own phones. And no one's even talking. And so, yeah, I think your whole concept here is brilliant, and people need to pay attention to this.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, yeah, definitely.
Have a yoga moment, people. So how young can a child begin to learn about yoga?
Oh, great. So I go into a lot of preschools and do some yoga with them, and oh, they are so much fun. You know, we're surfing on our, I have them bring in beach towels, because, or just a towel, yoga mats are kind of large. We have a large preschool class, so they were surfing on them, and they love that. You're doing a little hang ten and all that with the Warrior II pose with our surfing. But and so I do it with 3-year-olds and even 2-year-olds. You know, they even as you know, adult when my kids were young, I would you know do yoga in the living room, and you know they're trying to do it with me, but mostly it's you know crawling all around me and over and under me. But I think it's such a good example, you know, even when they're little and young, to see that you can do these healthy things for your body. It doesn't take equipment, doesn't take a lot of stuff, it doesn't take a lot of time. So it's something that you can do anywhere. So I think, yeah, I know that I've seen it done, you know, with ages 2 and up. There's a lot of cute things you can do with those younger ages.
No, I believe that. As I recall my previous music classes, sometimes we did with the parents. You know, like a mommy and me kind of a thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So at least they're watching and kind of picking up on the idea from a very early age. Love
definitely.
This. Yep. So why did you decide to call it Go-Go Yoga?
I wanted something kind of energetic sounding. You know, no one's asked me that. That's great. I wanted, I just like the idea of, you know, go-go, you're going to go do it. You can go and do it anywhere. You don't need a lot of equipment or a lot of things. And, you know, it was fun. My family's been a big help with the book, and it was my daughter that kind of came up with it. We were brainstorming words, and, you know, my youngest son wanted to call it the Big Book of Yoga. Mm-hmm. We had a great time brainstorming with how we can go create energy and you know, something fun that kids would relate to, because although this is a resource for adults and caregivers and teachers and anyone who works with kids, you know, kids love picking it up too because of all of the, I have real kids in the book doing yoga, mm-hmm. showing the poses. And when kids see other kids doing yoga, they want to try it as well. So the name just kind of came together. And you know, when you just, you kind of have that aha moment, you're like, that's it. I know it. That's it. So
I love it. Go-go yoga.
You.
And then the sort of the Y-O-G-A yoga, the G-O is backwards in there. So.
Yeah, it's memorable for sure. Yeah, it's fun.
It is. I love it. So we were talking about mindfulness as being one of the rewards of doing yoga with children. What other positive effects can yoga have on children?
Oh, yeah. So another positive effect besides the mindfulness of yoga is just look at kids are so involved with sports. They're involved in lots of different things. Oh, soccer and basketball, gymnastics. They're doing it all. And their bodies are also growing and changing, especially in those early teen years. I mean, their bodies are they're rapidly growing. And so yoga develops that flexibility. And when you have that flexibility in your muscles and in your body, it's less likely that you'll be injured. And I tell this to my kids all the time as they're, you know, busy with their activities. Is, you know, if you are pulling something, you pull a muscle, it's just going to be different if your body is warm and it's flexible and it's used mm-hmm. to it. But it's great for growing kids. Yoga is also great for balance work. It's kind of scary. I've read several places that your balance starts to decrease by age 7.
Whoa.
I know. But the good news is... is that it can be maintained and you can, you know, keep your balance, and that's through balance work. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't need to be, you know, anything difficult. It's just, you know, yoga does have a lot of balance. You know, if you're in tree pose or there's lots of balance postures in my book, I mean, it's just little easy things that can help maintain it. And also, you know, I think about as people get older and, you know, icy sidewalks, I mean, anything like that, it's just good to have that balance in place. Balance and flexibility, mindfulness for sure. I mean, there's just so much. It's like with the teens that I mentioned on, there's a lot of, and adults and kids, a lot of confidence that goes with it too, because some of the poses are a little trickier and you work at it and you get that great feeling inside, that satisfaction when you master crow pose or airplane pose, and you see it because It's good to not be able to master it all at once.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
good that you can. I'm continually learning and growing all the time, and I've done it for years, but I'm still working at it for sure.
No, I agree. I do a lot of Tai Chi, and you look at it, you think, mm-hmm. "Oh yeah, I did that right." And if you really study it and pay close attention to it, it takes quite a while to master.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. Don't you kind of like you continually are always learning? You're always a learner with it.
Absolutely. And breathing. I find that people breathe so shallow. You know, nobody really takes that deep inhale and a breath. So I would imagine yoga helps with that as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, great point. Yeah, the kids have fun with the breathing games for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to breathe loud and clear, you know, when you ask them to. But it does. As you don't think about your breath at all as you go through your day-to-day, but yoga does make you become more aware.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just that whole awareness of your body, I think there's just so many benefits to this. And so you mentioned that yoga can be done in school. And yoga can be done at home, and you don't have to be a yoga instructor to do this.
No, definitely not. And that was my, with my book, I didn't want people to be intimidated and think only certified people or people who have done yoga can do this. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make it very user-friendly, and that's why I incorporated a lot of illustrations and poses, because I wanted, you know, new people. I wanted parents to be able to do this with their kids and just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. I could just see community centers and libraries using this to create a little class for kids, right?
Right. We've all seen those beautiful pictures of people, you know, bending themselves into all these shapes and creations. So that's not normal. That's not, you know, real people. They're amazing to look at, but yoga doesn't look like that, for sure. Yeah, it looks different on everyone, and I think that's really neat about it.
That's the beauty of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a bit about your book. How is it formatted so that when somebody picks it up for the first time, how do they wander through it and say, okay, I can use this?
Yeah, yes. So I have the table of contents in there, of course. And so if you want to read about, you know, how to do yoga at home easy ways, you can turn right to that chapter. If you are looking for some fun partner poses that you want to do with your own kids at home or in the classroom, you can turn to that section. It has as an index in the back. So if you're specifically looking, you know, for boat pose, they'll tell you the page numbers and or a yoga game. So I was very happy with how it's formatted because I did want it user friendly. It's a reference book. It's one that you can pick up again and again. It's not something that you just would read once front to back.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the lesson plans in there, I mean, I wanted to make it so people can just refer back to it as they need to.
Right. How long did it take you to put this together?
Mm-hmm. So I've had the lesson plans going for several years and all of the games and everything. And finally, you know how you just, I wanted to put it in a book format for quite a while. And January of this year, I started really focusing hard on it. And I'm a teacher, so I would spend my time writing after school and then nights and weekends. And it was published in August this year, 2016. So, and it's doing well. It's been fun. It's really been fun to see it kind of just take its life, you know, of its own out of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some fun opportunities have come from the book for sure.
So you've had a good response.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to speak at some schools. Schools are very receptive to it because they see how their, you know, kids need that, you know, instead of, there was just a study published about try yoga instead of detention. I don't know if you saw that, but that was kind of, you know, big that schools are kind of going toward the meditation and the mindfulness instead of just the, you know, the punishment with it. So I've gone to several schools and talked to them about being a writer and then have done some yoga with them, and the kids have loved that. And, you know, the fun, a lot of, like, kids' yoga classes and book signings, and just, it's neat to be able to introduce it to people that, you know, haven't at all, and just, the kids are so responsive with it.
And I could see how schools would be responsive. There's no cost involved.
Right.
I mean, really.
Yes. There isn't. No. And it's easy to do. I mean, like we're standing in line, you know, waiting to go somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, we just go into tree pose or something, and that's much better than kids poking each other in the back and you're doing this. It just gives them something to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there's even chair, you know, things you can do just sitting in your chair. Yoga, just kind of getting them moving a little bit. It doesn't take long. It's not it's not a cost factor at all.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really easy to implement.
It's a no-brainer. I love the idea of yoga instead of detention. Instead of sitting in a corner or just sitting there fuming,
right,
you might as well put your mind to some good use. Huh?
It's neat. They've done a lot of studies in inner city schools and that type of thing. And they're just giving them the life skills, you know,
yes,
doing the deep breaths and just taking a step back and becoming more aware of your actions. So those lifelong skills are big instead of just, you know, like you said, detention or here's time out.
Well, you don't want to make it too fun. You're going to have all these kids in detention after
school.
Like, sorry, I got to go to yoga, Mom.
I didn't think of that. Yeah.
Got a yoga detention today.
Yeah.
Well, now you talked about publishing your book. Did you self-publish? How did that happen?
Yes, I did self-publish, and it's I had a great experience with it. I talked to some other publishers, and you know, as exciting as that was, it was going to take a long time to get out there, and I really felt kind of an urgency to get it out. I felt like the time was just right with putting the book out there, and so and I was just able to do it faster, self-publishing, and there's a lot of resources out there. I mean, there's a lot, so. I mean, I'm still learning a lot, and I'm already, you know, thinking on the next one for sure. So it's, it doesn't just end.
No. And you took me to my next question is, what's next?
Yeah, definitely. I've already started working on some more fun yoga games and lessons and themes for kids for sure. And once I finished it, and I was proud of it, and I knew I had, you know, it was what I wanted it to be for sure, but then, you know, you don't stop thinking. You're kind of like, oh, but this would be great in the next one. So
is it a part two that's coming up?
Yeah, but it'll be a little while, though, because I want to you know, make it be the best it can be and have a lot of great resources like the first one did, too. So it'll be a while, but the wheels are turning a little bit.
Well, absolutely, and I'm sure it's a fluid process for you. As you are having these classes and working with these kids, you're going to come up with new ideas, and I'm imagining they will come up with some as well that you could include.
So. Exactly, Pat. Yes, absolutely.
I can see this happening. Wow, such an exciting time. You're just doing such a positive thing for children and families and children's futures.
Well, like I said, it is a passion for sure, and it's, you know, I think it's something that people are becoming more aware of. I got to go to Washington, D.C. this fall to the National Kids Yoga Conference, which there really is a thing, the National Kids Yoga Conference, and just being around other like-minded people and teachers and instructors and parents who want to bring this to kids. It's so exciting. I just really see it just happening. Absolutely.
Oh, and your family must be so proud as well.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They are. They, so I got to have a little photo shoot at, you know, for the book, and you know, I've got a lot of kids in it, and they're in there a couple times. That's pretty neat stuff.
That is very, very cool. Yes, it teaches them a lot.
Yeah.
Wow, good mom. Well, now, is there anything we missed that you'd like to talk about today?
Let's see. No, I guess that so my book is available on Amazon, and it's also available on Barnes & Noble as well. You can find more information at gogoyogakids.com, gogoyogakids.com. And sign up for my newsletter. I do a monthly newsletter with a lot of yoga games and kind of what's happening in the world with it and themes. And it's fun, that newsletter. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter with @GoGoYogaKids, Pinterest, and all that fun stuff.
You're everywhere you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right, folks. It's GoGoYogaKids.com, Sarah Weiss's book. Well, now, before we let you get back to your children in school, do you have any final words of advice for our listeners today?
Yeah, my biggest advice would be give it a try. It's fun. It's something different. It doesn't take long to do. The benefits, you know, the health and mental benefits are just huge. So it's something that anyone can incorporate into their lives.
You are a blessing. This is just a gift that you are giving the children's schools. Teachers, families, just a beautiful thing. GoGoYogaKids.com. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing you and this exciting book, Go Go Yoga Kids, with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Pat. It's been wonderful visiting with you.